Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that you've called us out of darkness to know you. And to know you, we can have your thoughts, Lord. And having your thoughts, Father God, we can partake of the divine nature, Father God. And so experience life and life in abundance, and also be voices that proclaim prophetically, bring life into our cities, into our towns, into our homes, Father God, speaking words of prophecy for edification, upliftment, and encouragement. And thank you, Father God. We do this not only in our homes, but in our towns and in our nations, South Africa, Africa, and the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. Our readings this morning is Ephesians 4 from verses 17 to 19.
So, with the wisdom given to me from the Lord, I say, you should not live like the unbelievers around you, who walk in their empty delusions. Their corrupted logic has been clouded because their hearts are so far from God. Their blinded understanding and deep-seated moral darkness keeps them from the true knowledge of God. Because of spiritual apathy, they surrender their lives to lewdness, impurity, and sexual obsessions.
Sure. So, you know, when we read this and that, we can see this is where we've also been. But it's not where we are now. And this is important, you know, that we start being the vessels of light, the vessels of restoration, the vessels that share the gospel. And the gospel is good news. We don't share bad news. We stand on what is right, you know. I get angry when we, even in church, and we sing about we like a ship without a sail, and if we didn't have Jesus, we'll have nothing. You know, when you have been given everything, and when everything is yours, that's what you need to take hold of. I mean, why be on the I'm not, and oh, I wish I was, type of tree? You don't eat from that tree. You eat from the tree of the knowledge of the goodness of the Lord. That's what you partake of. And so your words are valuable. You express life. You express truth. And here we see when we were in the darkness and that day, we were vessels of darkness, expressing fear, expressing doubt, expressing inferiority. But now in Jesus, we've been raised. We've been lifted up. We've been given a new heart, and we've been given a new spirit. And we're there to have thoughts of goodness, thoughts that uplift, thoughts of the love of God that's towards us and then is also towards all mankind. So the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and that's good news. And that's what we've got to take hold of. We've got to speak life. Yesterday we were taking Elisha. He's caught the bus now to Durban, and then from Durban he's going to Katu. And then on the way there is a vehicle that's been burnt out, and we've seen it for a couple of days. And I didn't know the situation. And then yesterday Elisha says that it's a taxi driver that was shot, and then his car was burnt. You know, and that turns my stomach. And you've got a demonstration of death. You've got a demonstration of darkness. So what do we do? You know, just think of the fear. Just think of the horror story. No, we are ministers of reconciliation. We are ministers that speak life. And so I've been praying last night, and so today again, you know, we say, Lord, we thank you that this demonic oppression and this bunch of thieves, Father God, that they are dealt with, that they brought to their knees, Father God, and so that they can wake up just like we woke up, Lord. And if they don't turn, take them off this earth, Lord. But we thank you, Father God, that your kingdom has come, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that when we see this vehicle or we see something wrong in our society, in our churches, in anywhere, Father God, we speak life. We prophesy, Lord, wake the people up. Let them see your goodness and let them take on your goodness in their hearts, Father God, in their minds, and in their words, Father God, that they speak life, Father God, that we are the children of the living God, and we are there to bring restoration. Thank you for the wonderful word that tells us, Father God, that prophecy, true prophecy, is not about, oh, there's going to be another world war. Oh, there's going to be tribulation. Oh, there's going to be hunger. No, in the righteous will never see famine, and they will not be overpressed by the wicked. The righteous shine and the righteous speak life. Edification, upliftment, and encouragement is true prophecy, Father God. So we thank you as children of the living God, Father God, that you just draw your people to see, to know you, not just know the problem, but to know more than the problem, what is the answer, and then to bring birth the answer, believe in their heart and speak with their mouth, answers, life, truth, the blessings. Are so many blessings have come, and many times we can come think about the problems. Thank you, Father God, that your blessings, your great and precious promises that we partake of as we have come out of the world into your kingdom. And we thank you, Father God, that those great and precious promises, Father God, let us partake of the divine nature, that you move on behalf of your truth, that you move on behalf of your kingdom, that you move on behalf of your King, Jesus, ruling and reigning to bring about your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. So we thank you, Father God. We don't stand for death. We don't stand for nonsense. We don't stand for lies. We don't stand for I'm not and I wish. I thank you, Lord, that we stand on what we know, Father God, and we declare truth, life, goodness, Father God, into our own situation here in Kula, here in St. Lucia, here in our church, here in South Africa, into Africa and the world. The message of reconciliation, that we are in Christ, blessed and anointed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are your vehicles of reconciliation, that you were in Christ reconciling the world unto yourself, not counting our sins against us. And thank you, Lord, sin is of the devil, righteousness is of God, and we stand on righteousness, we think on righteousness, and we share righteousness, because that comes from you. And that's what you and your angels and all your power backs it up. And your power is supreme, not this demonic deception. Your power is supreme, and your power raised Jesus from the dead. And so no lie in hell can keep us in it. But I thank you, Father God, that your power is available and it's with us, and it's leading us to speak life and life in abundance, because we have life and life in abundance in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.